the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a telephone or similar device, we also ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. In addition, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any question should be directed to the chairman, and the chairman will direct the question to the commission or the appropriate person if necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. We are going to go just a bit out of sequence this evening. We're going to start with subdivision 2017-3, River Rock Glen Key Properties Group, LLC.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
This is a cluster subdivision. The cluster subdivision is for the creation of 26 single-family lots with private roads and open space. The property is located on the south side of Hudson Road across the street from River Rock Run, approximately 1,500 feet northeast of Sweetbriar Road. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 22, Parcel 19. The property is zoned AR1 Agricultural Residential District. As it is a major subdivision, it did go through our TAC process. We did receive comments from the Department of Agriculture, the Sussex Conservation District regarding the types of soils, Delaware Electric Co-op relating that they have the ability to serve, and we also have a soil feasibility study. Thank you. And they did submit a subdivision plan for consideration. Thank you.
All right. We thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Davidson.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located outside of Milton, Delaware. With me tonight is a member of the Key Properties Group, Mr. Jim Burrell. We're here tonight to introduce a 26-lot subdivision that has been previously approved a couple of times, although I believe only one of you were here back when the first approval had taken place. In your booklets, under tab 5, I've submitted for the record some of the previous approvals that we've had. The first one being back in about 2002-2003, the River Rock Glen was a proposed 26-lot subdivision. It was part of the River Rock Run subdivision, which is located right across Hudson Road. The property is located on the south side of Hudson Road. On this map here, it would be in this location here. At that time, they did receive final approval of all the plans, and the plans were recorded back then. At around about 2006, to a preliminary approval, a preliminary plan was submitted for a reapproval of the 26 lots, kind of rearranging the lots within the parcel of land. The land is 29.31 acres. And due to some slopes out there, some of the contouring, a re-subdivision was done and approved as a part, and then received final approval and recordation, had got all agency approvals back in 2009. The subdivision got caught up in the substantially underway ordinance. It did not, we filed for an extension back in 2015 to extend the subdivision. The existing entrance has been constructed. Some stormwater had been put in as part of the entrance design, and bringing stormwater back when this subdivision was proposed in 2002, River Rock Glen was going to drain their stormwater into River Rock Run. So all that stormwater had been put in across Hudson Road, and the entrance had been built back then. In tab 4 of your booklet, I do show, I have provided a copy of what the entrance looks like. The turn lanes have been put in, so there is a left turn lane, there is a right turn lane going in. Landscaping along the frontage, fencing, all that had been put in. What simply hadn't been done yet is the roads going in and the stormwater being constructed. In 2015, we filed for the extension. The extension was not granted due to some reasons. The stormwater approval back then had expired. As you all know, the new stormwater regulations came into effect. We had to, the Conservation District was not going to approve the stormwater management as designed. It was a pond, and then it had a pump station to handle the larger storm flows. The Conservation District and Denerec did not like that design, so they asked us, they would not reapprove the plan, so we had to come in under the new regulations. With all that said, we didn't get the extension, so the subdivision sunsetted. So here we are back proposing, again, 26 lots for this property, with a little bit different look to it. With the new design and meeting the new stormwater regulations and taking into consideration, again, there's a lot of topography out there. There's a lot of good slopes. There's, in the middle of this subdivision, there's a low area in here. It pretty much follows what the stormwater is going to look like. So what we did was we did some more extensive soils work in order to bring the feasibility study that's been approved by Denerec, and those approvals are in the booklet. So during that time, we shifted some of these lots around in order to better place lots on suitable soils that have better septic systems for each 26 lots. In so doing that, we were able to create the stormwater in the middle of the property here, preserving and removing the ability to move a lot of dirt for this site. So we're keeping the grading to a minimum, and we were able to place the lots around the outside of the perimeter of the subdivision. So that's our application. We're coming in under section 115-25A. Paragraph 2, it's a cluster development option with a minimum lot size is 1/2 acre. Our average lot size is 23,115 square feet, which is a little bit better than 1/2 acre. We are proposing 26 lots. We are in a low density area, so we first had to reduce the number of, with this cluster application, we first had to reduce the gross area by 25%. That allows us to have 29 lots, but again, previously approved as 26. We kept it at 26. We are providing for 40% open space, so there's a little bit over 11 acres that will remain as open space, which is primarily what you see there in the middle. It's going to be a combination of a wet and dry infiltration ponds. We do have an outlet for stormwater that was put in, again, as part of the original river rock, and we are using that outlet as an emergency overflow that will go straight across the road into the river rock system, a river rock run stormwater system, but it's only there for emergency purposes. We were able to design this pond, meet the new standards for the new stormwater regulations for the state, and keep everything on site. The Conservation District and Denerec like the idea of having that emergency access just for whatever reasons, for just the emergency purposes. So stepping back for a minute, I did supply under tab one. We are, as part of this application, we are asking on behalf of the applicant for a partial waiver of the landscaping requirements. We are providing the 20-foot buffers around the entire perimeter of the subdivision. Back when this application was first approved and second approved, that ordinance, that code regulation wasn't in effect. All that we provided was a 30-foot buffer along the back here. And this is before Winstone subdivision, along back here, had become a subdivision. Winstone is a cluster subdivision. It is providing a 30-foot landscape buffer on that side. But our partial waiver on this letter that I've written here is for essentially these two side property lines here and here. What we have is on both sides is fairly heavily wooded with mature trees. Some of those trees do come into the property a little bit, and then they have canopies. They have very large canopies, and we do show the canopy, the drip line canopies, on the preliminary subdivision plat. So they do encroach pretty much the entire 20-foot subdivision. So to start planting new plants along that portion of the subdivision, it just doesn't seem like the landscaping will take effect or they have the effect that the landscape ordinance was intended to do. So instead, what we would like to do, and then with the landscaping already established along the road frontage, along Hudson Road, and then they've placed the fencing and have done, they've pretty much mimicked exactly what's going on across the street at River Rock Run. I have provided in the booklet and as part of the waiver, I am providing, here's where the landscaping will be, right along the Winstone subdivision. We are providing what is required under the ordinance, under 99-5, the definition for landscape and forested buffer. So that requirement is met along that portion, because I don't believe, although Winstone is showing a 30-foot buffer, I don't think they've planted that. So I haven't asked for a waiver for that, just along those two sides, really, that are already up against fairly mature wooded parcels. So that is under tab one, and we have submitted that for your consideration. All lots are for single-family dwellings, and there are under tab 9, we've submitted the covenants and restrictions. They are the same as was submitted for River Rock Run. I do want to state for the record that although we are calling this River Rock Glen as a part of this application and presentation before you, mapping and addressing has come back to us, and today with the 911 regulations, we cannot have a subdivision name that is the same or in kind with a similar subdivision that's already in that area. So they have asked us to rename River Rock Glen. So we will be coming back if we have our favorable approval. Once we get all final approvals and we submit final site plans, before the commission here. It will be under a different name, so we will end up having to rename River Rock Glen to something else. But for the purpose of this hearing tonight and our application, our proposal, we're going to continue calling it River Rock Glen. In the booklets, I've submitted my code under 99-C. And again, I'll briefly go through these. There are no wetlands on the site. We are outside the 500-year floodplain. We have integrated this new design into the existing terrain that's on the site. We've worked with the existing topography. What we try to do is minimize the amount of soil that's going to get moved on the site during the construction of the roads. There were no cultural or historical features found on the property. We did a search of the site and nothing was found. We are providing, again, 40% open space, 11.6 acres. Also, as a part of this, our proposal, our application here, instead of providing, and I know this has always been a controversy, is the sidewalks along the streets. We are 26 lots. We're not proposing sidewalks along the streets. However, we are proposing a pretty healthy walking path around the stormwater facility with connections in certain areas to the streets. And then the way we've designed these roads for lower speed traffic. So we are taking in kind that we will slow the traffic down with the design of these curves, the way we've designed these curves coming around, and then the turnarounds here on these particular street system here. We feel that we've effectively been able to provide for safe access of folks being able to walk within the subdivision. But what we want to do is, if you look, the walking path is actually pretty much along a majority of one side of the road here, but it's just going to be tucked. In order to be able to design it more effectively, we've always had a concern because this road system, although it does meet the Sussex County engineering specs, it will have swales on both sides. So we thought that by pushing the sidewalk or the walkways with up against the stormwater would be a better, it would act as a better amenity for the subdivision. But we did provide connections to the streets in key areas where people can get onto the walking path easily. Again, I talked about the cut and fills. We've designed this layout here to minimize the cut and fills. There are no objectionable features that we are proposing on the site, so screening is not going to be an issue. Additional landscaping throughout the entire subdivision will be provided. All lots will have a private well and a private septic system. There is an approved feasibility study in the booklet. Stormwater has been designed, and we do have a conditional approval. We have to make some modifications based on if we receive approval tonight and on this application, so we will just make some minor revisions to the stormwater plans, and then we will be able to get approval. Again, the entrance is existing. All turn lanes have been, everything's been installed. We don't see that there's going to be any effects on the area property values, as shown on the zoning map. This is a pretty heavy, we are in an area where there's other residential subdivisions, Creek Falls Farms, again, River Rock Run, Purple Creek, Windstone, Vincent Overlook, all these subdivisions are all in this area. We have preserved as much of the land as we possibly can. We're providing 11.6 acres of open space. We don't see that there's going to be any effect on the area's schools, as this will have a positive benefit on the schools by generating economic benefits in the form of increased revenues. We will work with the school district to find out if there's a necessity to provide for any type of school bus stop at the entrance. But we will work with the Cape and Oakley School District on that. No traffic impact study was required during the entrance construction for the site, and we are compatible with the other land use areas. And the way we've designed the stormwater, there is no effect on area waterways. And then lastly, I have provided under tab 10 for the benefit of the commission some findings of facts and some conditions of approval if you should choose to use those. And with that, I will answer any questions you might have.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with Ms. Stevenson.
I do have one question. On one of the things I have from the engineering department, there's a note that said proposed road centerline radii from River Glen Loop, blah, blah, does not meet current minimum type 1 road standards. So will you be meeting road standards so that, I'm assuming, so that emergency vehicles and things can get in without any...
Yes, we've received we've gotten our fire marshal approval, so we've put the turning templates on there. I'll need to talk with the engineering department and find out what that comment is, because we had submitted these plans previously before, and if you look at the similar design that was done by Van Cleef Engineering, which did get approval, pretty much it's the same type of design. So all we did was take this and we did the same similar thing here. Again, it was for traffic calming purposes. So it meets the Sussex County Engineering, so something will work out with them.
Would you be opposed to putting some kind of shelter at the entrance for kids waiting for the bus?
Not opposed to it, but we would want to see if it was actually, we talk with the school districts and see if it's something that they feel that is going to be warranted, not opposed to it.
Okay. Those were my questions.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Hopkins.
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson.
No questions. Thanks.
Mr. Ross.
Just a couple. The on-site septic. Are you required to have a room for a backup on-site septic, or just for the one? And is there anywhere nearby a sewer expansion area or anything of that nature?
Not at this time. It's not an expansion area. And yes, we do, on our designs, we do show spare areas. Mm-hmm. So we design the initial system, and then we design the same area for the spare.
Okay. Let's go back to the sidewalks a little bit. Since Mr. Johnson isn't here, I'll try to do my best Michael Johnson impersonation. What you're proposing is a walking path around a stormwater management pond in lieu of sidewalks on one side of the street. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So how do the folks that aren't adjacent to the stormwater management pond get access to the walking path?
Again, in certain areas within the subdivision here, we've provided some access points to be able to, again, folks here could just walk straight across. The walking path that we're proposing is along here. And then, of course, we've provided an access point to be able to get out to the entrance here as well. So we thought that that was a better use of trying to figure out how to design. Again, doing the design of... And again, it's the cross section that we've used for the design. It's the swales on both sides. It's been difficult in the past to try to design a sidewalk. Unless you're putting a sidewalk within the lots, that would be, that's typically what's been proposed in the past and then comes before you. And on certain projects, we've asked for that to be waived because of those reasons. What I did was I was able to, the way we designed the stormwater, the majority of this road system here will have that walking path, but it will be much further in towards the stormwater with some access points coming so that people can not stay on the street. They can walk down one or two lots, then get on the path and be able to walk around the subdivision.
So you're going to be using swale drainage, and because of that,
That's correct. Can't
get the sidewalk in the public easement.
Again, it's the room that's left after you... build the roads, the width of this, it just has everything to do with it. So I tried to provide an alternative here to that and not say we're not going to put any sidewalks, but to do this walking path as an amenity package.
Mr. Sharp, the cluster subdivision ordinance calls for one sidewalks on one side. How much latitude does the commission have to?
Well, you're right. And it
says shall be required on at least one side of the street, and it, but it does say subject to Planning and Zoning Commission approval. So, I mean, I think there's some latitude there, but I would, when I see shall and on one side, I think it's got to be there on one side.
But can I, let me just preview, if you read up, and I don't have it in front of me, so I can't read it verbatim, but at the beginning of that chapter, it talks about superior design, and it talks about that if the applicant elects not to go for the superior design, then all those don't have, and part of the superior design is asking for expedited review of the application. We did not get, we didn't ask for expedited review, nor do I think we received or an expedited review of the application before the commission. So I'm not saying that we're not providing a superior design here, but when you get to that definition of a sidewalk shall be on one side, there's that, there's the paragraph at the beginning of that chapter.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Mr. Davidson.
Is it a paved path?
Yes.
Are you open to putting a few more access points so that people don't have to walk quite as far down the road?
Sure. Yes.
That's all my questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right. Ms. Walls?
None for me. Thank you.
Mr. Randaway?
No questions. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Cornwell?
None. Thank you.
Counsel?
I have none. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of Subdivision 2017-3 River Rock Glen Key Properties Group, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to Subdivision 2017-3? Yes, sir. Come on up. Give us your name. You may have the floor. I believe there's a little sign-up sheet there. Or no
I forgot
sign-up
tonight.
Oh, never mind. Free pass tonight.
I signed up out front, but I didn't.
Don't worry about it. Okay. Just tell us who you are. Well,
my name is George Ward, and I live in the River Rock Run community. We had our home built in 2010.
Okay.
We were in the front section, the first section that was developed at River Rock. They currently are in the process of developing what I refer to as the back section, phase two, like that. When it is totally done, you're looking at something in the neighborhood of about 180 houses.
Right.
Okay, it's about halfway complete now. So in addition to River Rock Run, and this gentleman mentioned, the Creek Falls Farm development is on one side of River Rock Run. And then there is the Cripple Creek development on the other side of River Rock Run. Further down the Hudson Road, you have the White Pine Cove development. You also have the Pintail Point development. And a lot of these are not completely developed. So to my thinking, Hudson Road is or was a farm road. Most of what is up and down Hudson Road was either agriculture or the airport, the little air dome there. And my concern is that as the communities that already have been approved and continue to add houses and people, probably in the neighborhood of two or more cars per house, that the congestion on Hudson Road will just increase. There's also the Spisato landscaping company that fronts onto Hudson Road. A lot of traffic in and out of Spisato during the day. In addition to the all the construction vehicles that come in and out of River Rock Run currently, and the other communities that are also being developed. I find it interesting. I noticed today, you know, the signs that name communities that have the little Caesar Rodney logo on them. Well, River Rock Glen, even though it hasn't been approved by your commission, all of a sudden now has a sign up there with an arrow, we're here, which I think is kind of like putting the cart before the horse, but that would be up to you gentlemen to decide whether that is appropriate or not. But my concern is the increased traffic that is going to be put onto Hudson Road, Mr. Hudson, as no more and more of the, what's that?
There's no relation there.
you're not Joe's relative?
As far as I know, no.
Okay.
He owns every Hudson Road in the county. There's a lot of
them. Well, I know there are some old families in Sussex County, and they got to name some of the streets. But anyhow, that basically is the concern that I wanted to bring to your commission is all the unbuilt houses, what they represent in terms of future traffic before you approve an additional development with more houses and more traffic.
Okay. All right, sir.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you very much. Okay, anyone else like to speak in opposition? All right, then. Anyone on the commission have any questions?
No, sir.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing.